And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of July, 2007. It's the birthday of Raymond Chandler, born in Chicago, 1888. Wrote the novels about Detective Philip Marlowe, The Big Sleep, The Long Goodbye, and others. He started out writing second-rate poetry and essays. He gave up on it. He took a bookkeeping class, got a job at a bank, went on to become a wealthy oil company executive. Lost his job in the stock market crash, 1929. At the age of 45, he started writing for pulp fiction magazines at a penny a word. Published his first story when he was 45 years old. Famous for his metaphors, in one novel he wrote, "She smelled the way the Taj Mahal looked by moonlight." In another, he wrote, "She gave me a smile I could feel in my hip pocket." It's the birthday of the novelist Vikram Chandra, born in New Delhi, 1961, author of a 900-page crime novel called Sacred Games, came out this past January, about a police detective and a crime boss in modern-day Mumbai, India. Mumbai is formerly Bombay. Chandra said of Mumbai, "It's an overwhelming city, 18 million people packed into a very small place. When you're away from it, you can miss it physically, you can ache for it, even for the stink of it." It's the birthday of John Treadwell Nichols, born in Berkeley, 1940, traveled around Central America, moved to New Mexico, decided he had to write a political novel about a Latin American family. He wrote The Milagro Beanfield War, about a poor man who diverts water from an irrigation canal so he can raise beans to support his family. And it's the birthday of the investigative reporter Nicholas Gage, born in the mountain village of Lia in Greece, 1939, who wrote a book, Eleni, about the death of his mother, who was captured by communist guerrillas who tortured her and executed her. He was a reporter for the New York Times when he went to Athens and set out to track down the people who had killed his mother, and then wrote a book about her life. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled Kindness. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things, feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go, so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness, how you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop, the passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread, only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. A poem entitled Kindness by Naomi Shihab Nye from The Words Under the Words, Selected Poems, published by 8th Mountain Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.